Wheat farmers in the so-called buffer zone along Gaza's eastern perimeter have been rushing to harvest their crops for fears of being targeted by Israeli attacks. International volunteers have helped the Gazan farmers. Wheat hasn't fully matured yet, but farmers say they prefer to have some wheat rather than none. Farmers say Israeli soldiers deliberately burned most of their wheat fields last year at the peak of the harvesting season.
We started harvesting earlier than usual because Israeli soldiers burned most of our crops in previous seasons. Israeli soldiers open fire at our fields at night and in the morning for no reasons.
The farmers in Gaza have been forced to plant their fields with wheat to replace thousands of olive trees, which had been uprooted by Israeli bulldozers in the past years.
I just want to call the international people to see the real situation of the Palestinian people. They are shooting the farmers all morning, every morning, and it's against all the international laws.
Gazan farmers risk being killed or injured by Israeli snipers on an almost daily basis as they try to make ends meet.
Israeli criminal entities shoot every morning against the farmer. We are here for protecting with our body, like human side, because for them to kill a farmer is absolutely free. To kill a Palestinian for them don't have any problem. But we our presence here protect because to kill or to injure an European and American is they give some problem.
For now, it only remains to be seen if Gazan wheat farmers will be able to harvest all of their crops. Rights groups say the suffering of farmers and their families in Gaza reflects the scope of Israeli human rights violations. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.